When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And so, I'm thinking about relaunching Art and Story Alive. I already cleared it with Mark and Kevin. And I posted about this in the forums, but I'm bringing it to Thunder Punch Daily for those of you who listen to the microcasts but don't necessarily participate in the forums all that often. I'm just going to reiterate and maybe explain a little bit more deeply some of the things that I'm thinking about in terms of relaunching the show. The headline is, I want it to be for the storyers by the storyers, meaning that it will be for you guys, it'll be a live show for you guys to participate on. Well, live, I shouldn't say that. It will be a show where you guys will be the content generators, and I will be there acting as the facilitator of the conversation. This is an answer. One of the reasons we have let Art and Story Alive kind of fall by the wayside in the past is because of problems relating to the TalkShoe service. Now, before I go any further, I want to say TalkShoe is an amazing technology, and I think it's really, really cool. But there's a couple of shortcomings of the service. One is that by virtue of it being a live streaming service that's recorded live and allows call-in guests, which is one of its virtues, that's a really cool part of it. But because of that, the audio quality is very, very, it's very compressed. And it doesn't sound much better than a telephone call, which, you know, I'm not going to say that that's a deal killer for me, because as I've said in the past, Ted Secco's Idiot Engine remains one of my favorite podcasts, and that's recorded entirely on TalkShoe using telephones. And I think the content trumps the audio quality any day of the week. In his show, the content quality is so good that I can overlook any inability to listen to it in my car. But the other problem we ran into in the past was drive-by spammers, people who'd come into the chat client and spam it up with a whole bunch of racist talk or angry talk, swearing profusely and just repeated posts, so it was very difficult to follow the thread of the chat. Or often they tried calling in, and it just became bothersome to have to constantly block callers from calling in, because on a traditional radio show, you have a call screener. TalkShoe doesn't allow for that. It's not that, and I'm not saying they should necessarily, but it would be nice if there was a way to introduce some kind of call screening service with those shows for that reason, because you get a bunch of bored 12-year-olds who just want to, you know, mess up other people's stuff. And if you take your stuff as seriously as we do at Art and Story, then that becomes irritating. So this new version, my answer to that is to open it up just to the storyers, thereby increasing the value of being a Supreme subscriber. The only way you can participate in the audio portion of the Art and Story Live is if you are a subscriber, either as a monthly subscriber, a yearly subscriber, or a forum-only subscriber. So anybody who is contributing in some way material support to the Art and Story podcast can be a part of this thing. And then it'd be a way for you guys to put a public face on the forums, so that there can be a lot of, it'll serve as, I guess, an advertisement, but it's also to show what a cool community you guys are forming there, because nobody can see it unless they subscribe. And then what's more is that creates more content for the site, and it becomes a way for you guys to promote yourselves as cartoonists by sharing your thoughts in a helpful way. Not by saying, go visit my comic, but by being useful and helpful and ready to share information, you're putting your public face alongside of your work, so people will have that much more of a reason to check your work out. Wednesday's Art and Story, episode 141, is a businessy episode. We talk with a guest about online, not persona, but online presence, and highlighting what some of us cartoonists do right and what some of us do wrong in terms of building a website, building a brand, and maintaining a brand and a message in our brand. And one of the topics that we explore, I'm actually really excited about this episode. I think there was a lot of good content in this one. One of the things that you'll hear in there is we talk a little bit about the new media model of Self-promotion by means of just being helpful and useful to other people, information sharing. Those of us who pay attention to shows like This Week in Media, or any of the other, new media podcasts, I'm trying to think of some other ones offhand, but none are coming to mind right away. But, you know, I always talk about This Week in Media. It remains one of my favorite shows. This is old news to you, right? Is the sharing of information as being the new currency in doing business with others. And in a past Thunderpunch Daily, I talked about that thing that Ryan Estrada said to me, is that marketing, or rather networking, is just talking with dudes. You're just talking, you're sharing information, you're participating in a conversation in a useful way, and thereby you're making connections with the right people. Right people for you. I don't want to say right people as in some kind of upper echelon elite or any of that kind of nonsense. So this would be an opportunity for you guys to do that as well, is to, by being on the show and talking about the same stuff, like, oh, that's another thing, that the topics would all be generated by the forums. So which would be another incentive for people to participate in the forums, is that, wow, you guys are talking about that there, and here's the audio portion of that conversation. Cool, I need to be a part of that forum too. This is, and I haven't talked about this to a large degree on in the forum, nor have I really talked about a whole lot on the shows, but this was mostly inspired by something that's been happening here in Ann Arbor at the with this thing that we started up recently called the Comic Artists Forum. Demophon in the forums, Jono, he's been participating in that, and he can back me up on this. What it is it's a monthly get-together at the library. It's free to the public. And people are just invited, if they're interested in comics, to come to this I think it's like a two-hour thing every month. And at the top of it, we have a guest artist come in. We've had Ryan Estrada be a part of this. I've done some of these guest speaking engagements. We've had other artists come in to do a little piece. And the guest artist just does a little demonstration about what they do as a cartoonist, as a professional cartoonist. Just one thing about their work. And you do that for about a half hour to an hour. And the rest of the time is all the other participants who show up converse amongst themselves and work amongst themselves in comics. This last round that we just finished, we're on hiatus until September, but this last round we just finished was sort of leading up to the Kids Read Comics event where the Comic Artists Forum actually had a table there, and Jono and Zach Bosteel and some of the other members of the Ann Arbor Forum were there tabling all weekend with books that they worked on throughout this monthly get-together. Now, here's the thing that happened with that was so interesting, is that kind of networking that I was talking about earlier began to happen, and guys like Jono became more actively engaged as being leaders in this group, and they're creating a community, a gathering place for cartoonists in Ann Arbor. Now, are these professional cartoonists? No, not all of them. Some of them are 55-year-old women who are just never thought of making a comic before, but heard about it, read a few comics, thought it was an interesting medium, wanted to start participating. 10-year-olds are in there with these 55-year-old women, and everybody's working together. It's this really wild, not wild in terms of energy, but wild in terms of, I didn't expect this to happen, this wild mishmash of demographics, but they all have this shared mission of, let's participate in this medium. It's almost like this Gene Roddenberry utopia when you go to this thing. And I think that that is something that the Art and Story Forum has a character of as well, as people from all degrees of experience all getting together with this same kind of plugged-in enthusiasm for making comics and sharing information. That is the kind of attitude I think Art and Story Alive can have if we take this into an audio show and record over Skype, maybe once a month, maybe whenever we can schedule the time, because managing schedules between that many people is going to be problematic. So I'm really excited about the prospect of launching this thing again, getting it back updating again. And there has been some debate as to whether or not it should be a free public show or it should be behind the subscription wall. I personally think it'd be better to make it a public show, because I think the information you guys have would be useful to a lot of people. Again, it would go to advertise and promote the Supreme subscription service. But also, what I think is most important to me is it would allow those kinds of networking and promotional opportunities for you guys. It'd be a way to make you guys more public by taking advantage of the channel that is the Art and Story site. So that's the number one motivator for me to make it free. But those other factors, of course, figure in as well. So it seems like everybody is on board about this, and I'm going to be posting in the forum more about it. And again, if you haven't weighed in on this, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. You just go to artandstrikepodcast.com. There's a forum link at the top of the page. But I wanted to jump on this and as a supplement to this week's regular RA show, 141, the big online presence, I wanted to throw out a couple things that I think, just very briefly, a couple things that I think are really important for me that I'm beginning to think about a lot in terms of my dealings online. One of the things that also gets mentioned in this Wednesday's episode, and I want you to look for it, is we talk about the use of social media and the use of things like Twitter and Facebook, however you feel about them. Most of us are on one or the other or both. And one of the things that our guest brings up is, I should say, is Dan Nowak of KellenCade's studio.com. I think he's just KellenCade on the Twitters, by the way. But, you know, you'll have the links in the show notes of this week's Art and Story. One of the things he talks about is the use of Twitter is not just as a broadcasting mechanism for your own work, but also being a sort of being a clearinghouse of interesting links for others. Again, going back to this helpfulness. I think of Krishna Sadasivam of PCWeenies.com. He's at PCWeenies on the Twitters. Most of you probably follow him. But look at his Twitter feed. I think he is a dynamite example of a person who just links to interesting stuff all the time. It makes following him that much more valuable to me, not only to keep up with what he's doing, like, oh, here's a new Uncubed comic, here's a new PCWeenies comic, but also here's a crazy Macintosh concept keyboard. That, you know, and I click the link and I look at it. Wow, that's interesting. Krishna's always linking to interesting things, things that would be interesting to me, which makes it more valuable to follow him. And also, I mean, I think that this is a habit I think more of us should get into, not just from a marketing standpoint, like promoting ourselves as a helpful individual, but also I think it's, to sound dumb for a second, it's a little bit about paying it forward because, you know, one of the things that we hear in our email box every once in a while from listeners is, you've probably already been asked this before, but I'm glad they still asked, even if they think that it's possible that we may have answered this question a bunch of times. One, because if it has been asked a bunch of times, that's probably because it's an evergreen question that always needs to be answered again and again and again as new generations of and new levels of experience of cartoonists come into the field. But also, I don't think we should assume that a question has necessarily been answered, or that just because we found a link means that everybody else has found that link. There may be somebody out there who would really benefit from that link if you just posted it on your feed. 90% of the stuff Krishna links to, I had no idea about before. I didn't know about whatever the topic was or whatever that story was. And so it's incredibly useful to me. Not every post that he posts is like, you know, a 10 out of 10 on the interest meter, but they're usually pretty interesting. So and what's more is I think that by promoting one another, you'll notice that this week we did that contest for Raina Telgemeier's Smile. This is part of my new attitude towards social networking and my role as a comics advocate is I think that it's partially, I feel a little bit beholden to my fellow cartoonists to help drive interest towards things that I find are interesting and not just passively read the article and then move on. If it affected me in any way, I think it's worth paying that link forward to somebody else who may find it useful. And I'm not talking about spamming people. I'm not talking about just constantly retweeting all day. But I am talking about if you find something, okay, here's a good way of putting it. One thing that we've said often on the Art and Story podcast is whenever you catch something, this is the analytic eye that I talk about, is whenever you catch something in a story that makes you go, ah, immediately ask yourself why, and then begin an analysis of what the writer or artist did to make you say, ah. You know, ah meaning anything that delights you, frightens you, upsets you, etc. I think the same holds true is in terms of sharing a link. The moment you say, ah, when you've read something, it's simple as a retweet. It's as simple as a paste into your Twitter client or Facebook page. I think that serves two purposes. One, it helps pay it forward to the person who made you say, ah, and two, it makes you a more useful individual to the people who follow you because you're always providing useful information. I'm not talking about blogging it necessarily, although I think we should be blogging the works of other cartoonists that inspire us. And when I update my blog in the near future, I plan on making a point of that, of at least one monthly post where I link to something that somebody else is doing that I find interesting. Not just crass promotion, not just a paragraph saying, hey, check out Sarah Turner's work at cricket-press.com. She's cool. I'm talking about, like, you know, give a few thoughts on the darn thing and explain why this is interesting to you so that you will entice the people to read on, and also to demonstrate that you're not just link sharing. You know, you're actually, you know, sharing this information and adding to the conversation. This is that conversation thing that we go on and on about like the difference between just handing out business cards at a cocktail party and the difference between that and actually having a conversation and lending to the conversation. So that's something that ties into my ideas for the new Art and Story Alive, as well as this week's Art and Story. So internet marketing, well, maybe not marketing, but how we deal with each other online has become is really hot on my mind, at least this week. So, who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for making this possible. We would not have the time to do these microcasts and extra shows without your support. So, and I'm having a blast doing them. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for you know, lending material support to this endeavor. Again, I'm going to point at those forums one more time. If you have not been there recently, go to the forums and weigh in on the Art and Story Alive thing. Let me know if you would be interested in participating in that. And there's also other great posts to follow up on, and there's some great conversation and some great art challenges, art events that you can participate in as well. There's a real community forming there, and I'm super excited about it. And I think that if you haven't been there, I think you're going to find you've been missing out on something really special. So, and that too, I have to thank you guys, all of you Art and Storyers, all you Supreme subscribers, for participating in the forums to make it actually a worthwhile place to be. We owe it to you guys. And you know, I've talked before about how cartoonists are my favorite people in the entire world, and I love talking to them. I should underscore that as a big reason I'm looking forward to doing Art and Story Alive. It'll be a way for me to talk more with you guys on a one-on-one basis, or one-on-many basis, whatever you want to call it. Okay, I guess it's time to get out of here, because I'm just going to keep on going unless somebody slaps me upside the head. So, until next time, I've been Jersey Drozd. I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
Today's story was about something more precious, more valuable than gold or silver. It's called friendship. Orko learned that friendship can't be bought. Giving somebody a present may get that person to act as if he or she is your friend, but don't be fooled. A real friend is someone who likes you for yourself, not your presence. So don't try to buy friendship. Just be yourself and treat others with honesty and respect. And then you'll know the friends you make will be real ones.